Juno's drag mother, Gigi Monroe, is getting ready for her first in-person show in about 6 months. Since the pandemic began, she's been hosting digital drag shows with plenty of support from the community. But it's just not the same as getting on stage.
It's really hard when you're trying to imagine a room of 100 people when you're performing and all that you see is your phone or your laptop. And that's definitely the biggest challenge.
Monroe, who goes by James Hoagland when not performing, and husband Jeff Rogers, partnered with Juno-based LGBTQ+ social group Sigla to host the annual Glitz drag show to celebrate Pride. Now in its sixth year, the show was postponed until organizers found a way to host an outdoor show in person. It got so much support, they added a second one.
With this being our first time attempting an outdoor live show, there were so many variables in play. We didn't want to take on something that was like way more than we could handle.
It's 10 minutes to showtime, and there's a stage set up in front of a small trailer set up in the parking lot of a dorm at the University of Alaska Southeast. Inside the trailer, Monroe is wearing her Vegas Showgirl opening number outfit, a rhinestone dress with a rainbow-feathered headpiece and black opera-length gloves. She's also wearing a protective face shield.
It feels awesome. I'm so excited to be here with, you know, my favorite crew, like all the tech crew that I usually work with is here. And we've missed each other so much. And just to be here live with the other performers is really, really a treat.
Ricky Tagaban, whose stage name is Latuya Hart, is one of 8 performers at this year's Glitz. Tagaban says the fun in drag is the visual storytelling, but also...
I really like feeling pretty. Selfishly, that's probably, like, one of the biggest reasons.
Tagaban dressed as a truly convincing Cyndi Lauper.
In general, I love her aesthetic, and I just think she's very fun and very artistic, and she seems very free. And I've always been really drawn to that sort of freedom.
The Juno drag scene is also known for having its fair share of drag kings. Brita J. Fagerstrom, who's known on stage as Roman Wild, is one of the kings who performed at Glitz.
Kings bring a lot of different energies to, you know, shows. And not that it's competitive, but you do kind of feel the pressure to, like, make yourself better and more exciting for every show. You know, that's kind of the way the family feels.
Wild did 2 numbers, one as an 80s rocker, the second as Waldo from the Where's Waldo books, performing Matthew Wilder's Break My Stride.
Especially something like Love and Drag, that's like completely foreign to me, even as like a bar king. You know, it's like I normally perform at bars, so I'm used to people, but the added caliber of like the cars and the lights, it was just phenomenal.
And Wild says after several months without performing on a stage, the Glitz show was a $5 million ticket. As for the audience whose cars filled the lot of both shows, the honking says it all. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Pablo Arás Peña.